Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is a unique and special video cast that we have online for audio and video downloading for those who are searching for the truth. Today in the world that we live in, there's so much chaos and confusion, opinions and divisions and fightings and political things, religious things, and it's really quite a mess to try and find out what is the truth. And it's really hard to find the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, because there are so many mixtures of truth and error in varying degrees that they can sound very convincing. And what people have assumed to be the truth is anything but the truth. And so Church at Home is dedicated to the truth of the Bible, the truth of the teachings of Jesus Christ, the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, his shed blood, the grace of God, the laws and commandments of God, the prophecies in the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament, and to look at the situation in the world today in these end times so we can understand what is going on. And the most important thing that is going on is not political, though politics are involved in the world. And now, in America especially, the people are awakening to the truth of the lies of politicians. No more is it that they just speak a lie here or there, but it seems as though they open up their mouths in lofty rhetoric and lies pour out of their mouth, not only both sides, but all around. And they have no intention of doing the truth. Their word is worthless. They have no honor. They are corrupt. One man told me that we should not call Washington the capital of the United States, Washington, D.C., District of Columbia, but that we should call it Washington, D.L.C., Washington, the District of Liars and Corruption. And even those that you look to and hope to bring you some truth and straighten things out, what happens? You get disappointed because somehow another agenda comes in. And it's just like today. There are a lot of people in the Tea Party movement and people who are seeking truth and honesty and all of this thing in politics. Let's cut the budget. Let's cut it down. Well, you know, it'll never happen very much. Here's why. Because you're never told the truth. We owe so much money that we can't possibly cut the budget any substantial way because we have to pay interest on $14 trillion. Now, if the interest rates go up, isn't that convenient for the Federal Reserve? Yes, indeed. Then we will have more to pay. So you see, we're caught in a circle. We're caught in a trap. Because you can only go so far politically. Now let's translate that over to modern Christendom. Catholicism and Protestantism, and yes, even independent churches as well. Because just as the politics are in the grips of lies, so are the Christian churches of this world. They are in the grips of lies and deception. So much so, and it has been there for so long that it's awfully hard for people to discern the truth from the error. And so this is what Church at Home is all about. You see, the New Testament church began in the home. And today, because of the confusion and disarray that is in so much of the world, because Satan the devil is deceiving the whole world, politically, economically, and spiritually. And his greatest deception is not in those religions which are which we would call pagan or heathen. That's very deceptive, without a doubt. But it's right within the Christian community. And so, Church at Home is designed to go straight to the Scriptures, the truth of the Scriptures, and to bring it out to you the way that the Bible says in the Bible. Not interpreted through the lens of a denomination, through the lens of scholars, through the lens of bishops and popes, but through the lens of Scripture, the Word of Truth. So you will hear me ask this question many, 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 many times. But I want to cover something here that you need to understand. Let's take a look at where we are. Many people know many parts of where we are in the difficulties and problems that we have in the churches and in politics and so forth. But you see, if people cannot develop the love and character of God internally first, then their politics are automatically going to be wrong. And so what do we see? Instead of talking about God and the truth of God, there are Christian values. And people come and pick and choose what they want to choose out of the Bible, and it looks so very righteous. But it's not true. It is just plain not true. So I want to read to you out of this book that we have, called Holidays or God's Holy Days, which I want to read to you what a very brave man wrote concerning the condition of the United States and our moral values. And I think we're going to find it quite interesting that the forces of evil have taken the things that we hold in the Constitution to be true in the Bill of Rights and have turned it upside down and on its head through lying judges, through lying preachers, through lying politicians, to create a world that we have today to where you can't even bring a Bible to school anymore. Now, let's see something where we are. Here's how we're deceived. There is no right or wrong, only conditional responses. Jesus taught there is absolute truth. The Word of God is truth. Commandments of God are true. Jesus himself is the way, the truth, and the life. And the real substance of Christianity is this. Jesus said, no one can come to the Father except through me. Now, anybody else that teaches any other thing and adds lies and traditions to it, declare that there are no rights and wrongs. Now, here's another thing that people believe in, that the collective good is more important than the individual. God says the individual is more important than the collective good. Because, see, each individual taken together, and this is why Church at Home, so that you as an individual and your family can come together, you can study the Word of God, you can search out the truth, You don't have to listen to the religious lies that you hear going to church on Sunday morning or watching the television, although they quote certain things of the scripture and they sound very nice and very friendly and very good and just very wonderful. But they are giving you a mixture of truth and error. The more truth, well, that sounds much more plausible. But you see, if you fix yourself up a little cocktail of drink and you put in poison, it's still a poisonous drink. Is that not true, whether there's much or whether there's little? It's just a matter of how quickly you're going to die. Is that not true? Well, that's what they have done. Consensus is more important than principle, and that's why we have no honor. That's why we have renegade sinning priests and ministers and pastors. Flexibility is more important than accomplishment. No. God says truth is truth. We have to live by it. Jesus said we have to live by every word of God, and he said that God's word is truth. And he also said that we're sanctified with the truth, not some of the truth, not part of the truth, not 50% of the truth, not 75% of the truth, not 90% of the truth, but 100% of the truth. But the problem is, too many people have been fed the cocktail that has more error than truth. And the error has been accepted as truth, because just like mixing it in to bread, the error becomes an integral part of it. And so when you view things that way, you don't see the truth. You don't understand it. And when caught and asked questions, well, what about this verse? What about that verse? They say, oh, well, that doesn't apply today. Well, they never have told you how did Jesus fulfill the law and the prophets, did they? Here's a principle you need to understand, which we'll show and teach you. No man can tell God what to do. No man can abrogate the laws of God. If there's a change in the laws of God, whose property is it? Who gave them? God did. Who alone can change them? God can. And when he does, he lets it be made known. So we're going to see one of the most sacrosanct things that people believe in, many of them, not just one, but many of them are outright lies. And yet you accept them as truth. Too many people have. And just like so many, people are fed up with church. They're church hopping, going here, going there. They go to a church for a while, and then it's the same old, same old. There's nothing that they are fed from the Word of God to teach them so they can grow spiritually, etc. So they don't know what to do. They don't know where to go. See? And so we're told here today, in this world, nothing is permanent except change. Well, look at the empty rhetoric that we heard in the campaign in the United States in 2008. Hope and change. Everything was going to be different. And what was it? Slogans to deceive you. And nothing has changed, and hope is lost. And as a matter of fact, the change that was wanted to be brought in was the communization of the United States of America. But the American people, and in particular the election in Massachusetts, caught them in their lies. Now, that doesn't mean that everything's going to return to truth. but it probably means we're not going to be thrown into a communist dictator state immediately. However, the background for this is not political. The background for this is spiritual. Because the forces have come in. Those who follow and teach Satan's way, with all of these things here, is the underlying problem. All ethics are situational. There are no moral absolutes. And here's another one. There are no perpetrators, only victims. Well, how do you get to have victims without perpetrators? Likewise, in the Christian world. Why is the Christian world in the way that it is? All right? Let me tell you what David Kupelian wrote in the book, The Marketing of Evil. And I think you will find this astounding, dumbfounding, because he sees the truth of the problem and he brings 90% of the solution, but he still keeps 10% of the error. But his analysis is true. He writes, as Americans, we've come to tolerate, embrace, even champion many things that would have horrified our parents' generation. Things like abortion on demand, virtually up to the moment of birth. Judges banning the Ten Commandments from public places. And we'll talk about the Ten Commandments because, you see, a lot of people, they hate the Ten Commandments. And they are taught in their Christian churches to hate the Ten Commandments. And I think it's very ironic, banning the Ten Commandments. Oh, no, people demonstrate and they show up at the courthouse and say, no, we want the Ten Commandments there. Don't take them away. And yet, what have they done? They have broken all of them. It's meaningless, isn't it? And they've taken a hammer and chisel, and they've eliminated the fourth commandment and the second commandment. So the question is, what sort of duplicity of mind do people have that their actions in getting rid of the second and fourth commandment say they don't want the Ten Commandments? And then when the Ten Commandments are removed from the courthouse, or as Judge Roy Moore had to go through down in Alabama, why do they insist on having the Ten Commandments when they ignore two of them? Ever thought of that? All right. Have a national explosion of middle school sex, the slow starvation of the disabled, thousands of homosexuals flaunting the law, sanctioned public displays of gross, lewd, hetero and homosexual acts and getting married, online pornography, late night sex addicts in millions of middle class families. Now, let me ask you a question. You have to be honest. There are approximately 30 million women hooked on pornography and an equal or greater number of men. And the dirty little story is not told. The pastors of Christian churches now, my question is, are you hooked on porn? Are you hooked on the false religions of Christianity of this world? How deep do the lies that they preach from the pulpit go into your life? Let's go on. He also writes, At the same time, our courts have scrubbed America's classroom surgically clean of every vestige of religion on which this nation was founded, Christianity. And that was flawed from the beginning. And if you don't understand that, you don't understand the truth at all. And if you think that your Christianity is good because you go through, say, oh, I like this verse here. Oh, I like this verse here. And the preacher stands up in a pulpit and says, well, you don't have to do this because that was the law of Moses. And you don't have to do that because that was given for the Jews. Has that happened in your church? Well, let me read on. The plain truth is, within the space of our lifetimes, much of what Americans once almost universally abhorred has been packaged, perfumed, gift-wrapped, and sold to us as if it had great value. You can take and apply that morally, politically, and economically, right? Yes. What has happened? The crisis that we are in today, which is politically, morally, and economically. By skillfully playing on our deeply felt national values, everything is reduced to values of fairness, generosity, and tolerance. These marketers have persuaded us to embrace as enlightened and noble that which all previous generations since America's founding rejected as grossly self-destructive, in a word, evil. How much evil has come to you that way? How much do you really believe? So you see, today the world is upside down. And what you believe is the truth has such a mixture of truth and error, and in some cases, outright blatant lies that are accepted as truth. When you hear the truth, when people hear these things preached, they get angry at me or anyone else who preaches it. Ah, you believe in keeping the law. Well, how do you like your lawless society? Huh? Tell me. How do you like it? Is it a good society? Where did the lawlessness start? From the pulpit. So if you believe that the law is a curse, that you can go through and pick out just what you want from the teachings of Jesus and Paul, and that that is the, how shall we say, the filtered truth of God, and you live by it, isn't going to work. That's why Christianity today and the churches are ready to implode. Whether it's a big mega church or whether it's a little small congregation. And that's why, church at home, we come to bring you the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. We don't come to bring you partial truth and lies, or a whole lot of truth and a little bit of lies, or a whole lot of lies and hardly any truth. We come to bring you stripping away all of that. Now, this means there are going to be some things which will strike right at the heart and core of what you have believed to be true Christianity. Are you ready for that? Can you handle the truth? Or as Jesus said to the to those who believed him. And if you want an interesting read, read there in John the 8th chapter that even those who believed in him were not willing to practice the truth. And Jesus said, you are of your father the devil. And they got angry at him. And he said, why can't you hear my words? He said, because you are of your father the devil, who was a liar from the beginning. So we're going to strip away all of those lies. And I'm going to be in this following category a good many times. And a lot of people are going to think, oh, Fred Coulter is angry. Well, let me ask you, would you rather endure some sharp teachings which lead you to the truth so you can get your life squared around? Or do you want the hand of God with his anger to come upon you? Those are the choices we face today. Now let me read you this, which you will hear me read many, many times, because the world is upside down. It has everything, as far as Christianity, 90% of it is wrong. And they don't even know it. Let's go on here. Let me read you this. You'll hear me read this over and over again on Church at Home, so that it may sink in, that you look and see that you have believed the perpetrators in the pulpit who have told you lies. And you are the victim because you have willingly accepted it and you have not taken the time to get out your Bible and sit down and really prove the truth. Here it is, quote from Dresden James, when a well-packaged web of lies has been sold gradually to the masses over generations, the truth will seem utterly preposterous, and its speaker a raving lunatic. So be it. That's why this book, Cold Holidays Are God's Holy Days. And I want you to write in for this. Write to Bible Answers, Post Office Box 1442, Hollister, California, 95024-1442. We'll send it to you free of charge. And when you get this book, please read it all the way through. And I think you will be astonished at how much you have been deceived. And deceived from the pulpit. Deceived in the government. Deceived economically. And how that the song, he's got the whole world in his hands, the whole world in his hands. That's actually an ode to Satan the devil, who has the whole world in his hands and has deceived him many, many, many different ways. And now through Church at Home, we want to peel back the deception, just like peeling an onion layer by layer. We want to peel back all of the deceptions one at a time, and look at the truth. And if you really want the truth, that's what you will find. Now just give yourself a space of time. When you hear something that cuts straight across what you have formerly believed is true, ask yourself, am I going to prove it? Am I going to check it out? Am I going to read my Bible, or am I going to get angry because I heard it? So this is why the basic foundation of Church at Home. Now, we also have another website, cbcg.org, which stands for Christian Biblical Church of God. And there we have hundreds and hundreds of sermons that go into detailed studies into everything that we bring out here in Church at Home that's impossible to do in a half-hour program. But if you're really serious and want the truth, go there. Spend some time there. download the sermons, download the articles, as well as what we have on Church at Home. We have over 50 articles you can download free of cost right on Church at Home. So this is Fred Coulter inviting you to let me join you in your home and to bring you the truth of the Scriptures of God so that you may clearly see what you need to do to get your life right with God, because the time is coming when that's all going to be closed down. And when that happens, there are going to be millions of people saying, what do we do? So you need to get these things straightened out before it's too late. So thank you for inviting me into your home. I hope this helps you understand our approach, where we're coming from, and how we're doing the things that we're doing. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.